Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the service this evening. To start out, Jared will lead us in three songs, followed by Ron Schrock, who will have our devotions.
Okay, good evening, everyone. For the first song, let's turn to song number 155 in the church hymnal. Song number 155. Okay, for the next song, song number 484. The songs that we're singing now and some later, they're kind of all over the place as far as theme, but hopefully we can be inspired and encouraged as we sing tonight. Song number 484.
Oh,
Okay, for the next song, song number 452. Song number 452.
Whoa.
Okay, thank you. And here after a bit, we'll probably have a impromptu group and invite everybody to come up that wants to. And we'll be singing They Tried My Lord and Be Thou My Vision. So we need all the bass that we need, at least on that.
Greetings to all of you. It's good to be here with you this evening. I wanted to say that I really did appreciate the messages this morning and the devotional. And so what was interesting a little bit is that I had my mind somewhat settled on this before I even heard the messages this morning. Then I thought, wow, it kind of fit together. And the thought, few thoughts on where is my focus, and the thought on what is temporal and what is eternal. So maybe a question, are temporal things important? Do you all care what you eat for supper tonight? I kind of do. So they're important. And there's different levels of importance, but eternal things are obviously the most important and totally trump the temporal things. Later on, I'll tell you a little story of something that happened yesterday afternoon that kind of brought this this topic to my mind. But where's my focus? So what is temporal? Temporal refers to temporary, physical, changing aspects of life, earthly life, while eternal pertains to the everlasting, spiritual, and unchanging reality of God. Temporal things are seen and passing, such as wealth, trials, whereas eternal things are unseen and lasting, such as salvation, God's word, relationships, a lot of things. Temporal things bring temporary satisfaction, but grow worthless with time. Eternal things are cherished more as they are experienced. I'm going to read from three different passages, and you can turn to them if you want, but I'll probably be moving through them fairly quickly. The first one is James 4, 13 through 17. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be in the morrow, but what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. And then maybe the key verse, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, temporal things are very necessary. We all care a whole lot whether we have a roof over our heads, or money to pay the bills, or food. But if we focus on those things and neglect the eternal, we're a little like Martha, where we're focused on serving and neglect to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from him. So, a little story that brings an illustration out for this. We were down below Ava yesterday, and we were on our way back, and we were coming up 76, and we were on side by side. We went down to buy a couple little pigs, and that would be another story all in itself, and I won't go there. But as we came by, there's a house that sat up the hill just a little bit. And I looked as it came by, and there was a grill setting on the front porch, and it was on fire. And there was fire boiling out of the bottom of it, and there was smoke just boiling up from it, and there was nobody around. And I said, something's wrong. And, you know, this, you hate to just go up to somebody's place, but this looked pretty dire. And I did a quick U-turn, went back there, went up the lane, pulled in, shop door was open beside the house. I hollered, no response. And the grill was sitting there, a grease fire boiling out of the bottom of it, and looked to me like the grill was sitting about this far from the house, vinyl siding, and there was, the roof was probably only less than 8 foot tall on the porch, and it was cedar siding. And here's this fire boiling. And I headed to the front door, and as I went by the windows, there was an older gentleman and a lady inside. We're standing at the kitchen across the house, and they were busily preparing food over there. They were oblivious to what was going on the front porch. And I beat on the top window there in the solid part of the window, and they turned around and thought later I could have got shot doing that. But and I yelled at him. I said, "Your grill's on fire!" And they startled and started heading out. And I headed for the grill, which was a little frightening because it was a gas grill and there's a gas bottle sitting underneath it. But I went down and I grabbed the bottom of the thing and I just drug it out of underneath the porch, out away from the house, and got it away. And about the time I got it drug out there, the older gentleman comes out the door with his wife following him. And first thing out of his mouth was, "My steak's burnt." And there was a big, there was melted, the vinyl siding was all melted, wood all exposed, and he didn't even look at that. And he headed for the grill, and he opens it up, and he turns around and looks at his wife and says, "We won't have steaks for supper." She looked like she was going to hit him or something. But anyway, you know, I thought about that, and I don't know if he just had a good sense of humor or was really oblivious. I'm not sure what. He did profusely thank us then for having stopped and taken care of it. But my mind spun a little bit. How many times do we focus? Are good steaks important? You know, today, those steaks may have cost him $15 a pound from the grocery store. I don't know. But, you know, we would kind of take some good steaks pretty seriously. But if we saw it in comparison to the vinyl, to the siding being melted off our house and almost burned our house, I don't think we'd really think about the steaks. They aren't very important anymore. And I thought about that. I thought, you know, a lot of times I can tend to get really stirred up about the steaks and miss the fact that the house is about to burn. And it just made me think about how I relate to things, what is important. And I thought about that so much, and I really appreciated the message this morning. You know, what are the really important things? What really matters? Let's stand for prayer. James Byler, would you lead us in prayer as we stand?
Thank you, Jared and Ron, for that. At this time, the children can come forward up here, and Grace will have some songs for you. And after that, the impromptu group can come forward, and Jared will lead that.
Jesus loves me this I know. house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Then the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. And the house on the sand fell flat. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. And your blessings will come down. The blessings will come down as your prayers go up. The blessings will come down as your prayers go up. The blessings will come down as your prayers go up. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ.
And then the last song was in Jehovah.
Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah must be. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah must be. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between.
When we sing the third verse of
Oh.
Good evening. As I mentioned this morning, we're going to have a time of just sharing, so I'll just open the time up. If anybody has an inspirational testimony, a quote that stood out to you, or a verse or chapter, whatever stood out to you, we'll just take some time. I'll sit back and just turn the time over to you guys. But I'll start with a quote. It's just a short quote that I've come across. It says, "Busy is a choice. Stress is a choice. Joy is a choice. Choose well." Isn't that so true? Joy is a choice. We heard that last Sunday. Nothing external can take our joy. So I'll just open it up if anyone has anything to share.
I heard a story today about somebody I knew who said, "You know, this is Easter. We need to sing joyous songs, not that old, low in the grave he lay. We need to sing joyful songs, like up from the dead he arose." And I just have to think of how often in our song of life that we have those awful moments when our hopes and everything is in the grave. But you know, the whole focus is that Jesus arose, and that gives us hope. And I am so very thankful for that.
Someone has said that joy is not the absence of trouble, but it's the presence of God. And we heard about living joyfully this morning and allow the joy of the Lord to influence our lives and our hearts. And I like that thought about being in the presence of God. It is through experience that we learn that God is to be trusted, even in times of difficulty. that he guides us and he leads us a step at a time, and that we can safely put our trust in him, and that we can experience the joy of the Lord even in times of trouble. If we do that, we allow him to lead us and we surrender our will to his. And so just appreciated that thought, appreciated those thoughts that were shared with us this morning. It was an inspiration to me.
All right, so recently something that I've been thinking about has been this whole thought of just kind of joy and happiness, and how attractive that can be just in the lives of everybody, and especially in the lives of us as we're going about our daily lives. And recently, Dad asked, he was like, "Does anybody have any ideas of a message that I could have?" And I didn't say it right at the moment, but I was like, the first thing that popped into my head was just like, have some sort of a message on joy. And then last Sunday, Lonnie had a message on joy. And then this morning, Dalton had a devotional on joy. And to me, that was really inspiring. And it really hit me. And then another thing on a little bit of a different note, I guess God can kind of reach us at times when we don't really expect it. And here recently, it was a Monday morning, I was tired, and I was at a job, and it was in this older guy's house, and I was doing something, and I just noticed this little plaque over in the corner, and so I read it, and basically it was a poem, and I'm not going to read the whole poem, but at the end it had a prayer, and it said, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference."
The other week, I was maybe a little bit discouraged, and we got help, or got encouraged by a big variety of people. Emma made us cinnamon rolls, and she probably shouldn't have, because I think she sent LaVon to deliver them. And Ruthie brought us apple pie, and Mr. Jordan and his boys stacked a bunch of wood for us. And same week, Jonathan bailed us out. And just different things like that, and it was encouraging, and I just want to bless you all for that.
So the other night, I was feeling pretty, well, let's just say not terribly joyful, which shame on me because I do have so much to be joyful about anyway. And I went to bed with some heavy things on my mind, and I awoke the next morning with this verse going through my mind. "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." And it was just such a huge reminder to me that nothing is impossible with God. He is mighty and he is working, even though sometimes it may seem that his workings are not necessarily in our time frame, but you know, God is never late. He is always on time. And just such an encouragement to know that he is mighty and he will rejoice over us with his love.
Lonnie's sermon last Sunday was already mentioned, also a real blessing to me, and been thinking about that, and I think so much of joy is, as I was listening to him last Sunday, and thinking of what brings joy, what doesn't, it's really, it comes back to the choices we make, and I had to think of probably 33 years ago when I first met Lonnie, and he had made some big choices. I think he was coming out of the Old Order Amish, and he'd come around and trying to find his place in life. And so it was a real blessing. The message last Sunday was, the blessing was probably just as much seeing someone bring the message that I know has made choices that have I think they brought joy, they brought blessing to other people. And yeah, just a challenge to me that everything does matter, choices we make.
All right, I don't really have anything to share, but us three decided now to sing a little impromptu In Christ Alone. So we're going to try to do that. Thank you, that's very impromptu.
So working at Byler's, I get to meet a lot of people and form relationships, you know, as they come in over time. And here a while back, there was something in my life that was being kind of a distraction, you know, my relationship with God, and I wasn't willing to give it up. But then the Lord gave me the strength, and I think it was the next day at Byler's, this couple came in, and you wouldn't have really guessed that they were really nice, but, you know, they were just other people who came in, and I was helping them out, and they started to, they were like, did you know that Jesus loves you? They were just started talking, and they said that they were just recently saved, or the lady was saved, and then the man was saved, and they were like, Jesus loves you, did you know that? And they're like, there's a verse in the Bible that says, the Lord blesses those that keep his commandments. And they were just so excited to share it. And it was straight from the Lord. And yeah, it was just a reminder to be that to other people.
When we were out in Pennsylvania the last weekend, my wife and I was able to stay at this older couple's place. I'm saying older couple. I'm thinking he was saying he was 64 or 65. And Jacob Hostetler, and they grew up Amish, and then he was through there, I think he was 30-something when he was ordained. But the part that I thought was so interesting is he said that he was ordained, but he didn't want to preach until he knew the Bible and really what it said. So they were studying the scripture, and he said, I was really in earnest about learning the Bible and what it really had to say. And through that, he was actually converted. So he was ordained and wasn't even converted. But his earnest desire to really know what Scripture says brought him to know Christ and salvation. And I thought, what a testimony. The power of Scripture, just simply learning it. Like was mentioned this morning, salvation is not complicated, but it's trusting in the Lord. And it was a blessing to me to hear his testimony.
Share.
well, I'm not sure how long to go here, but is there any more real quickly? If not, thanks for everybody that had part tonight. I really enjoyed the evening, and that's all we had planned. Jared will lead us in one more song, and then one of the ministers can take over after that. So thank you all.
Okay, why don't we stand and we'll sing I'll Fly Away. It's Some Glad Morning, When the Shadows, and just a few more.